Chaos and confusion as America closes its borders to refugees and to citizens from some Muslim-majority countries. Donald Trump's sweeping order...
President Trump's executive order preventing people from certain countries entering the US has made headline news.
Tonight, we will get to the bottom of President Donald Trump's so-called hashtag Muslim ban.
News, please.
Protests have taken place around the world. Last night, it was the people of Belfast sending a message.
Refugees are welcome here.
Between 50 and 100 people gathered outside the US consulate in the wind and rain.
There's no debate over it. It's just violation of international human rights. There's no question.
What do you make of a potential visit to Northern Ireland by Donald Trump?
I think that won't be warmly received. I think there's very little love in the world for him right now.
Just to show my protest at the ban, the Muslim ban from seven countries, which is outrageous.
What message does it send out about America?
I don't know what it sends out about America, but I think we should be trying to send the message that we do not approve of it.
One thing is for sure, Trump has stuck to his pre-election promises on border control.
For years, the media has largely ignored the stories of Americans and lawful residents victimized by open borders.
It's not a Muslim ban, but we are totally prepared. It's working out very nicely. You see it at the airports, you see it all over. It's working out very nicely. And we're going to have a very, very strict ban, and we're going to have extreme vetting, which we should have had in this country for many years.
The protest was organised by Liz Nelson, who is from America, but now lives in Northern Ireland.
I think it's important to stand up, even when an issue might not affect you personally. It's important to stand up and say this is not okay. We stand for human rights, we stand for dignity, and we're not about discrimination. And it's about sending a message not just to Trump that this is ridiculous and unacceptable, but as solidarity to people who are being caught up in this ridiculous and illegal ban.
As an American yourself, living in another country, what message do you think it sends out to the rest of the world that some people aren't welcome in America?
I think it's wrong. I suppose, you know, as an immigrant myself, I'm not facing any kind of odds like the people who are fleeing persecution. The United States of America is supposed to stand for something better than this.
Donald Trump was democratically elected and he is delivering on his promises. I mean, so why do you think people are so angry when he is doing what he said he would do?
He is doing exactly what he said he would do, you're right, and that's what's terrifying. That's why we know that this is a ban on Muslims.
And on the prospect of the president visiting Northern Ireland...
And I think that if our politicians won't hold them to account, I think people on the streets will hold them to account, and we will work with others in organising mass protests to get a very clear human rights message across to his presidency.
Patrick Corrigan is from Amnesty International. What does his executive order banning people from certain countries entering the US, what message does that send to the rest of the world about America?
Internationally, it is already tarnishing the United States' image. People here gathered tonight aren't anti-American, they're pro-human rights.